South Franklin Street, in front of the Mount Roberts Tramway Building, is probably the single busiest spot in Juneau during the summer cruise ship season. Up to five of the massive ships may be in town at once, each unloading and reloading thousands of crew and passengers in a few hours. There are buses, container trucks, float planes, and aerial tram cars all coming and going within a few hundred feet of each other. And it's surprisingly orderly.
Okay, are we ready to get started? We've got 11 o'clock.
Here's Juneau Representative Sam Quito III.
As an engineer, I do really appreciate concrete, asphalt, curb and gutter. I mean, the things that people might not necessarily pay attention to have a lot of aesthetics for me. The efficiencies of moving pedestrians and moving vehicles, I think, is underappreciated. I'm enjoying being here on concrete, near asphalt, seeing this whole project work.
So it wasn't always so orderly. Kirby Day remembers back in 1993, before much of this stuff was here.
Time and looking out here, and this was all just dirt. There was no tram, there was not much anything. And at that time, when we lined buses up, we tried to lime the lines, and it would rain, and it disappeared. And then we put barrels.
Day is the director of shore operations for Princess Cruises and longtime point man for cruise ship relations in Juneau.
So we'd come out at night and set the barrels up, and that's where the buses were supposed to go, and then they'd come the next morning, the operators really didn't like it there, so they just move them. So this will be a little bit better, Carl, I hope.
The improvements are part of a long-term city plan to create a continuous mile-and-a-half-long seawalk from the Juneau Douglas Bridge to the AJ Dock, which is the cruise ship berth farthest from downtown. Patricia Stansel, visiting from Pensacola, Florida, was sitting on a bench nearby during the ceremony.
So DJ, have any idea what that ceremony that just happened over there was?
It sounded like he was trying to raise funds to improve the city or whatever it is.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
How to improve the city.
Stansel and millions of other visitors like her over the years have paid millions toward Juneau's public waterfront infrastructure through cruise ship passenger fees the city and state collect. Friday's ribbon cutting specifically celebrated the completion of a $3 million contract for reconfiguring a bus and pedestrian staging area and a nearly complete $3.4 million contract to extend the seawalk. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.